Okay. We're on Chav Beis, Amud Beis, third line from the bottom, Ibai Lahu. Today's Daf Chav Gimel. We're going to finish the parak today. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ibai, so yesterday we discussed a fascinating discussion about putting out fires not for Ochel Nefesh. And today we're going to ask the question, well, what about Mitoch? If I could put out a fire for Ochel Nefesh, why can't I put it out to save my house? We didn't answer that question yesterday. We said we'll answer it today. And indeed we will. So, Ibai Lahu, question is, Mahu la'ashen, what about smoking fruit on Yontif? Well, the way to smoke fruit is you took the fruit, they would take spices, the spices would drip onto the coals, that would cause the coals to go out a little bit. And then the spices, when the spices would touch the coals, it would somehow smoke the fruit. So you're extinguishing. So is that okay? Is that mutter? It's for food. It's for food. You're going to eat this, it tastes better. Or if people have a delicacy, have smoked fruit. So is that mutter? So Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Rav Osir. It's Osir. Why is it Osir? Rashi explains, because this is something that only fine people are into this. Only fine people. Only Rashi calls it Mufunakim. Did they call it that here? Yes. It's the Tepunak Yisayrehu, the Ain Shavu Nefesh L'Chol Adam. It's not something that's universally enjoyed by everybody. And we said this by the taking a shower. Right? The reason why Tosfos said you can't take a shower, your whole body, is because then anyway, it wasn't something that was universally enjoyed. So Ochel Nefesh only applies to something that's universal. But Shmuel Amar Mutter. Shmuel said it's Mutter. Why does Shmuel say it's Mutter? So Rashi explains, because everybody would enjoy it. The only question is, not everybody can afford it. If everybody could afford it, everybody would enjoy it. The reason why it's not universal is only because of finances. So if that's true, then it's really something that inherently it's mutter. Again, we're going to say mitoch. So Rav Huna Amar Asir Meshav Echabe, because you're extinguishing. When those spices drip down and hit the coals, they put it out. It's extinguishing. Amalei Rav Nachman V'neim Amar Mipnei Mavir. What about kindling? What are you kindling? You're kindling the spices themselves. The spices themselves get a little burnt, and that's kindling. So he said, Amalei, you're right, it's true. Techilasa mechave, first they extinguish the coals, then v'sofo mavir, and then they mavir the spices themselves. However, Amar Yehuda, agabe v'sofo mavir. So it's true. He's saying, Rashi explains, he's saying, Eina Chanami, you're right, it is both. But I only mentioned what happens first. First is extinguishing. Yes, there's going to be fire kindling taking place, but I'm only mentioning whether it takes place first. Amar Yehuda, agabe gacheles aser. So what we've just explained is that to smoke fruit on coal, that's aser, because you're extinguishing, you're kindling. But agabe cheres mutter, on to do it somehow on cheres. On earthenware, if hot earthenware, and you put the spices on that, it'll also make the same kind of fragrance, which can fragrance the fruit. That would be mutter. Because Rashi explains, the kibui lek of avar nami, ayedek shinihu, klachayad, so this is the rabbanon, it's mutter. But, v'rabba amr agave cheres nami aser, even on cheres, you cannot create these spices. Why not? Mishum de kamolid. Because it's a problem of nolad. You are creating a spice that's brand new. You're creating a brand new thing. Before I had some besamim, and now I have my fruits all changed. That's a problem of molad.
So it's changing of form?
Yeah, we're going to ask in a minute. Molad recha, the kamolad recha, you're creating a fragrance. Rabba v'Rav Yosef Darbu Tavayhu, sechufe kasa, if you take a fragrant cup and you turn it upside down, ashiroi, and you put it on your clothes, have your clothes smell nice, biyamatova, on yantif, aser, it's aser. Why? My time, mishom de kamolad recha, because you are creating a fragrance. Umayishna mimolcho umariach bo. How is that different than taking a wooden twig and rolling it with your fingers, and that's also going to produce a fragrance? Well, that's mutter. Or the kotmo, they have to have some kinds of fragrances that they would rip off the top of a fruit, let's say, and it would produce fragrance. It's obviously detached, because if it's attached, you can't detach something, but it's already detached, trip off something, v'kotmo, umariachbo, and then you're going to get a fragrance out of it. Why not? So the Gemara says, hasam, over there, recha miha isya, the fragrance is already there, but, v'osufehu dekamosif recha, You're just increasing the fragrance. You're making it stronger by rubbing it, by taking off the top. You're somehow increasing. It's there already. You're just making it more prominent. Haka, but over here, olude hu de kamolid recha. Here, your mamash creating something brand new. There was never a fragrance before. The only way to get the fragrance is by burning it. That's the only way to get the fragrance out. That's molid. Right? By the twigs, by these other cases, it's already there. You just by rubbing it, you're just getting it out of the wood, out of the source. Here, your mom is creating something brand new, so it's awesome. Rava Amar, Rava said, this is going to be key. Agabe gacheles nami mutter. No, you could even do that on gachel. You could even do that on coals. It's putting it out. It's extinguishing. It's all these problems. Not a problem. It's not different than meat. If you're barbecuing, on Yontif, and the meat of the juices of the meat are falling into the charcoal, and then it causes the charcoals to extinguish, and it comes back up into the meat. It's geschmack. That's the best when you have a barbecue like that, right? When you take the hamburger and you press down on the hamburger, and the juices go down to the coal and come back up, it's mamish the best. You're allowed to do that because it's cooking. So of course you're allowed to do that. Right? So if you can do that for meat, you can do it for spices. And Darish Rav Gavia Mibe Kisil, Rav Gavia from the town of Kisil, he darshaned, Apischa Debe Reish Galusa, at the door of the house of the Reish Galusa, Keturah Shari. This Keturah, whatever that is, he didn't explain what it was, but it's mutter. Amalei Amenah, my Keturah, what is Keturah? E Keturah Bide. If it's bidet means where they would somehow take a women's clothing and they would basically press them. They would take these boards and press the women's clothing on the pleats to make the women's clothing look pretty. That's what you're saying is mutter? That's maise umenhu. That's like expert. That can't be mutter. That's expert work. That's for sure not mutter. The e la'ashein, and if it's to smoke it, like we said before, that would be usur, the hakamachabe, because you're extinguishing. So Amalei, so he told him, Amalei Rav Ashi, la'olam la'ashe, really it is smoking. It's totally mutter. Midat havia bisra agumre. It's just like barbecuing meat. That's mutter. So too, even the smoking is mutter. Ikad Yamri, another version of the same thing. Amalei Amemar, my keturah. What is keturah? Iketurah bidei. If it's this pressing the women's clothing to make it certain kind of better clothes and better looking. That's maisa umanu. That's a very difficult job, to lie down the boards and to press the clothes. E la ashen, and if it's to smoke it, aser, it's aser. Why is it aser? To kamol recha, because you're creating a fragrance. Amaravashi, no, ana amrisa nihile. I said this over. Uishrei de gavarav amrisa nihile, and I said it over the name of a great man. La olam la ashen. Really, I am smoking the clothes to get them to smell nice, or midi dahavi abisra agumre, and it's just like barbecuing meat. And barbecuing meat is mutter, and it's mutter. So the few questions here. First of all, if I'm allowed to do mechabe, if I could do extinguishing for ochel nefesh, why can't I do extinguishing to save my house from burning down? Mitoch shehotra letzorech, hotranami shelo letzorech. If I'm allowed to extinguish when I'm barbecuing, why can't I save my house? That's the question. There are two answers. The chinuch answers, because there's two types of extinguishing. There's extinguishing that's really positive. I'm getting something out of the extinguishing. And there's extinguishing I'm putting something out, but I don't gain thereby. The extinguishing that I gain is I'm putting out the charcoals, but I'm gaining. There's a positive result there. The positive result is that meets more geschmack. That's a positive result. That's mutter. The mitoch, to transfer it, to put out a fire, what positive result do you get? That your house is saved. That's not a positive result of the extinguishing. That's just extinguishing. That we don't say mitoch. That's what the chinuch says. Now, with shitas of the Ram, the Shem of the Ram has a unique shita, which is, he holds that the only times you'll ever say mitoch is for kindling and for carrying. Otherwise, there is no mitoch. So no other malacha can you do unless it's for ochel nefesh. That's the Rambam Shita.
Food preparation?
Food preparation. So if I want to do shechita, I can. But I can't have a hechitinti of shechita mitoch. That's like no kill in the backyard because I'm bored. But I can carry the baby, I can carry the machzah, I can carry the lulav. That's mitoch. I can carry for ochel nefesh, I can carry for my own needs. I can kindle for ochel nefesh, I can kindle for my own needs. I can kindle the hot water just if I want to wash my feet. That's mutter. But to extinguish mitoch, that we don't say. Those are two explanations in the why we don't say mitoch to put out the fire when the house is burning down, like we had yesterday. The chinuch said, it's a tzorach yontif, but the only time the machab, there's two types of machab. There's two types of machab. There's machab with a positive result. The positive result is inherent in the machab, my meat tasting better. Right. It's putting out the coals, but when the juices go into the coals, it goes back into the meat, that's kishmak. Right? So that's mutter. But to put out my fire, what's the positive result? The positive result is that my house is saved. But that's not a positive result, which is a totzah of the mechaba. It's just mechaba. For that, we don't say mitoch. That's what the chinuch says.
So, according to that svar, you couldn't put out the fire to prevent it from burning.
It's
the same thing as...
But that's mamash ochel nefesh.
It's no different.
If I don't want my food to burn, that's mamash ochel nefesh.
What? You're saying, I
hear what you're saying.
That's part of the...
No, but he's saying if the house burns down, you don't have somewhere to eat.
You prevent anything from getting worse, but you're not enhancing the food.
What?
I mean,
no, well, we said yesterday that
right.
If you have somewhere else to go, then you're not. There's no.
If somewhere else to eat, then
if somewhere else.
Like
I don't know. Okay. What do you think? Okay. All this whole Gemara brings up the discussion of smoking on Yontif, which is a big discussion. Now. The discussion is pretty much marginalized by the fact that most gedolim today say it's usher to smoke even during the week. Scheinberg says that. Rav Wilson said it. Rav Scheinberg said it, and Rav Sternbach both say it. This whole discussion is moot. It was an old discussion, doesn't apply today. But in the times when it did apply, the issue is, can you smoke on Yontif? What's the problem? The problem is it ochel nefesh? So the Magen Avraham said it's usher, can't smoke because you're extinguishing, and it's not for ochel nefesh. Even if some said, when someone said, the Magen Avraham writes, and people told me that the issue is really kindling. You're really kindling. Every second the fire is burning on the cigarette, the fire is burning more. So it's both. So he said, it's not shayvei nefesh l'chol adam. It's not shayvei nefesh l'chol adam.
It's an issue of ochel nefesh, because
there's not hashkacha on the cigarettes
anyway.
Right. One second. Wait till what the Pnei Yeshua says. Pnei Yeshua says listen to this. This is what you were telling me yesterday, Seth. That cigarettes, even if it's not shavi nefesh l'chol adam, so like we said, by taking a shower is not shavi, not everyone, Tosa said that. Not everyone took showers, so it wasn't shavi nefesh l'chol adam. The ochel nefesh only applies when it's shavi nefesh l'chol adam. But the Pnei Yeshua says, but that's not true if it's for medicine purposes. If there's refuah involved, it doesn't have to be shavi nefesh l'chol adam, it's still mutter. And Tosfos says that even though you're not allowed a shower, because it's not universal, but you can go into a shvitz. That even though it's not universal, that's for refuah. That makes you feel better, it makes you more healthy, that's mutter. So Pnei Yeshua says, nicotine has positive health benefits, so even if it's not shavi nefesh l'chol adam, it's still mutter. You hear this? That's what Pnei Yeshua said.
For everyone, only for the people.
Oh, so they asked if Gustman would this apply even today? So he said yes, because whoever smokes, it calms them down. It does suck. Otherwise they wouldn't smoke. He didn't. I don't know if he what he did with addiction issues, but he held that if you're smoking, even though it's going to kill you and there's cancer, but Lamaisa, the person's only doing it because he's calming himself down, and even in his mind, there's benefit out of it. So he would say it didn't change. He would say it didn't change.
What about showering? So
showering might have changed because it's something that's universal. We said that, right? But I'm not going to get to the nitty gritty of taking a shower in Yontif. That's what he said. The Mishnah Berurah even, the Karbon Asanal even says that today it's different because today everyone smokes. Today everyone smokes. And even though the Karbon Asanal offered smoking, but on that line of reasoning, he said, and the Mishnah Berurah even quotes that. The Bar Halacha even quotes that. That smoking is something, today everyone smokes. Right, there was a time in America where everybody smoked, right? So that's that. The Prima Gadim says you have another problem. It's amazing. Rav Gutman apparently was very interested in not assuring this. Because first he said that it calms you down. Then they told, the Prima Gadim says, you have another problem. You have a problem of erasing. Because you're erasing the letters on the cigarette. As you smoke, the letters are getting erased. So they told it to Rav Gutman. It's mochek. It's issue of mochek. Prima Gadim says. So Rav Gutman said, there's an arsamech that says, let's say you have a book. You have a book full of words, a whole book, and you burn the book on Shabbos. The Arsimech says you're not over on Mochek. Because Mochek means erasing words, not paper. So if you burn the whole book, it's not Mochek. It's burning, it's destroying, it's other issues. So he says if you burn the cigarette, you're not over on erasing because the whole thing is destroyed. He found an Arsimech tucked away somewhere. Because the letters, right. Unbelievable on this. Now, unbelievable lumpness about smoking. What? Because it's not destroyed in the same kind of way. It's not totally burnt up. Maybe he would only say that by burning. You burn up something, there's no mochek.
Burn the sugar packet on Shabbos.
So if you burn the sugar packet on Shabbos, maybe it wouldn't be mochek. Fine. Fine. But, as I said before, Rav Sternbach and Rav Scheinberg say this, the question doesn't get off the ground because it's also the smoke today. Everyone knows the famous Rav Moshe was asked, the Moshe was actually asked by Rav Erasmus' father. Rav Erasmus' father is the Meshe, is the Shoel of the question about whether it's mutter to smoke. And Rav Moshe did not, he said, I can't answer it because of the principle of Shomer Pesoim Hashem, which means Hashem watches the foolish, which is a halachic principle that if people do something, if people are knowing in a certain practice, the Gemara mentions it a few times, if people are knowing in a certain practice that is very, very common and very, very across the board, then Hashem will protect them from harm, and the reason that Rav Moshe, I spoke to Rav's father about this. He said he was begging Rav Moshe because the evidence. I think he wrote this a few times. Rav Moshe, the last time he wrote it was in the early 1980s, I think 82, 81, 83, around then, soon before he died, and the evidence was not as conclusive about smoking as Rav Moshe would have liked. And he felt that he can't ask it because of Shomer Pesoim Hashem. Every year and every study, it just gets more and more conclusive that it is that way, which is why all the Gedolim today author it. Very hard to find people today that are master it. I know that in Bar Park with the Novominsky Yeshiva, they have a rule there: if you smoke, it's usher, they made it tonight. You can only come to the yeshiva on the condition that if you smoke, it's usher to enjoy anything from the yeshiva, which means you can't go to the bathroom. It's usher. Somehow they got everyone to agree to that because.
Why did they phrase it like that?
Because they don't want anybody smoking. They don't want anybody smoking, so they ushered any hana. They ushered what?
I'm just saying you get kicked out if you get caught smoking.
They ushered. They ushered all hana from the yeshiva.
No learning either.
Can't learn. Can't get hana. Right. They ushered everything. So that all comes. It's all a byproduct of today's daf. We could talk about this a lot longer, but we're trying to stick to the halachic issues of smoking and not anything else. Okay, next Mishnah. Shlosha Devarim. I'm sorry, not the next Mishnah. The Osin Gedi Mekulas. We said yesterday that they matired. One of the coolest of Rabbi Gamliel was he let them eat roasted meat on Pesach night. There was no more Pesach Mikdash, there was no more Korban Pesach. And even that, he made it look like, just like the Korban Pesach, with a spit going through the animal. But Mekulas means a helmet, meaning when the soldier used to go, he used to carry his helmet, meaning all the entrails were next to the animal like a helmet, just like it looked on Pesach night. And there was a cool about that. They Chachamim asered because they didn't want anyone to think that everyone, hey, didn't my grandfather used to tell me that when the Beis Hamikdash was still around, this is what it looked like? Are they shechting Korban Pesach today? Is that okay? And it could lead to problems. It could lead to people making a mistake. So, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tudas Ish Romi, Tudas was a big time chacham in Rome. Hineges b'nei Romi, there was a minhag there in Rome, Lechol gedi mekulas, b'leili p'sachim, to eat this kind of meat that was prepared in this kind of way on Pesach night. Now, they were upset with that because they didn't want anyone to think that they were shechting Korban Pesach, especially in Rome with no Beis HaMikdash. The whole thing is problematic. It could lead people to eat whatever, make mistakes regarding kosher. So they sent to him, if not for the fact that you're Tudus and you're someone who is a Baldath and someone who we respect tremendously, Gazruni Alecha Nidu, we would excommunicate you. We would put you in Chayrim. Sha'ata Machas Pnei Yisrael Kachim, because you're feeding the Jewish people Kachim. So the Gemara says, Bachutz, outside of the Kachim areas. So the Gemara says, Kachim, so Gedai Zakh, they're feeding him Kachim. Ela'ema Ke'en Kachim. No, it's like Kachim. It's not Kachim. It's like Kachim. It has the look, and it looks like Kachim. It smells like taste. Everything is Kachim about it. And people are going to think it's real Kachim. So, and that's our minhag today. Maybe Sfaradim might have a different minhag, but Ashkenazim do not eat any roasted meat on Pesach night. Because of this reason. What? Sfaradim do eat roasted meat. Right, so Sfaradim do. I think Sfaradim do.
For the same reason.
Right, they eat it for the same reason. Right. Fine, next Mishnah. Do you have a question? Next Mishnah. Shlosha Devarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Mater. Once we're discussing things that, right, we had before, things that Rabbi Gamliel was Machmer, thinks he was Mekel, so now we go off on a little bit of a tangent, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was in the same boat. Shlosha Devarim, three things Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Mater. He mattered three things. What were they? The Chacham Osir, the Chacham Asir. What were they? Number one, Paraso Yotza Biritsua Shebein Karneha. A cow went out. His cow went out with a ritsua, with some kind of strap between its horns. That on Shabbos, Rashi says Shabbos. For Shabbos. What's the problem? The problem was that why did the cow go out with that? It went out with it as an ornament. It wasn't a leash, it was an ornament. And the Chacham held that was a problem of carrying. The animal has to rest also. Your animals have to rest also. Not only you, even your animals. Your kalim not. Your kalim don't have to rest. You can have your kalim working for you, but not your animals. And this time his animal went out with a strap, and they felt it was a unnecessary burden, unnecessary carrying, and they were upset with him. Number two, umakar din esha behema biyantif, and he would comb his animal on yantif. And Rashi says the potential problem was. The comb was a very fine, very sharp comb, and the animal was very likely to bleed. And we're going to get into the issue of psik ratio. Was it certainly going to bleed? Was it only probably going to bleed? So he allowed it. And the third one is, v'shochakenes ha-palpalin b'rechayim shalahen. He would grind his pepper on Shabbos in a grinder. He would grind his peppers on Shabbos in a grinder. Fine. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein mekar dinis ha-behen b'yantiv, you're not allowed to comb an animal on yontif, mipnei she'osa chabura, because you're making a wound. Not allowed to. You're making a wound. You're certainly going to make the animal bleed. What's wrong with making an animal bleed? It's a tolda of killing, right? It's starting the killing. The guy's bleeding. The animal's bleeding. Aval bad makartzefin. You could do makartzefin. Makartzefin, Rashi explains, is a much bigger comb with much bigger teeth, and it wasn't going to bleed. That for sure was not going to bleed. That's okay. To use a comb, it's not so sharp, that's fine. What? No, there's no gozes issue. V'chacham omrim ein makardin, you can't do kardin, aflo makartzefin, you can't even do makartzefin. You can't do either one. So the Gemara says, lememra, do you mean to say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah chad de parah havile? He only had one par, he only had one cow. The cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to go out, only had one. Although in Parshas Vayishlach, Rashi says that it's derech eretz to call the Ravim the Yachid. It's derech eretz to say my shvarim is called the shar. So it's no raya anyway. But the Gemara asked that. So Rav, Tuaser Alfe Egle Havi Meiser Rav Ben Azariah Be'Adre Kol Shata V'Shata. Rav Ben Azariah used to give 13,000 animals a year as Meiser, which means he had 130,000 a year to give 10% of that. 13,000. So what do you mean he had one? So Tosfos asked, wait a minute. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lived after the Beis Hamikdash was already destroyed. What's he giving? There's no Meiser anymore. There's no Meiser. So he gives three answers. The Bar says, V'yesh lomar, t'lonis bata la'alter. It could be that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lived pretty soon after the destruction, and the issue of not giving Meiser wasn't abolished yet. It took some time. That's answer number one. Answer number two, he says, Ki Machazman. Inami Apotropis Shobos Bidaziah, Shahib Meabai's Hayuma Aser. It could be it was from the family. From his family, and maybe there was an apotropis 50 years before where the Beis Hamikdash was still alive, was still standing, and they were giving Maser. And the third answer, which is probably the most something we could associate with the most. Inami, lav dafka meiser. Doesn't mean meiser, the mitzvah of meiser. Ella, shayinosin lamelech b'chol shana asiris. It was some kind of tribute that he gave to the king every year. He gave 10%. It wasn't the din meiser. The din meiser didn't apply anymore. It was just a present, a tribute he would give every year. Fine. So how can you tell me he only had one? He had a lot more than one. So the Gemara answers, Tana, lo shalo haisa, it wasn't his, Ella shechento haisa, it was his neighbor, who, by the way, was a female. It was his neighbor who was a female. And we talk, shalo michaba nikras al shemo. Since he didn't say anything to her, it was considered as like it's his. Why? Because we know, if you have the power to stop other people from sinning, if they'll listen to you, if you're in a position where they'll do, and you don't try, you get credited with the avera that they're doing. Since the next door neighbor was doing this, he could have said something to her. And since he didn't, it was called his aveira. So from the fact that she was a woman, you learn two things from here. What's the reason why a behema can't? What's the reason why a behema can't go do work on Shabbos? It's not one of the 39 malachos, which women are mechuyev to keep. It's not one of those. It doesn't say anywhere. Not one of the 39 animals can't work. What is it? It's an aseh of Shabbason. You have to rest. You, your animals, they have to all rest. So there's a big question whether or not women are included in that assay. Is it because of the mitzvah of Shazman Grama? Women are included in the assay of Kiddush, of Zachar and Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, because Zachar and Shomer are connected with the Gzeir Shavar. So they have to hear Kiddush and all the assays that come out of the word Zachar. This assay of having your animal rest doesn't come out of the word Zachar. It comes out of the word Shabbason. Are women included? That's a machlokas. So this Gemara leads in the direction that they are included. Others say no, that the issue here wasn't so much pachshit, it could have been machamer, which is a separate issue which women are included in as well, so it's not a raya. But this discussion comes out of this Gemara. Right, but lo sasako malacha, the animals doing work has nothing to do with lamatas malachas. Even though it says that like that, but that's not a makar. Your animal is not allowed to plow. It's not because the animal is not mechuyev in plowing. It's because you have a din of Shabbason. Your animal has to rest. So does that apply to women or not? That's a machlokas.
So, I mean, women would be chayav lechem mishnah because...
But that's Zachar Shem HaShabbos Akadsho. That's Zachar Shem HaShabbos Akadsho.
So how's that related to Zachar?
What?
How's that related to Zachar Shem HaShabbos Akadsho?
What? I don't know. So maybe not. Maybe they're not. I know Kiddush, they certainly are. Whatever's in Zohar, whatever that means. No, not true. This is a big machlokas in the Mishnah.
But Havdalah, I think the question was whether Havdalah is an Asay of Shabbos or is it something that comes after Shabbos, which is why.
But if it's an Asay of Shabbos, it's an Asay of Zohar. It's remember the Shabbos. It's a big discussion. The second discussion you get out of here is, also which is machlokas, not that much of a machlokas, is whether men and women have the same dinim of Arvas. Right, Kol Yisrael Marivim Zerazeh. Does the man transfer to women? He clearly does. He's faulted for not giving Musa to a lady. So you see that the Kol Yisrael Marivim Zerazeh applies even from men to women. Okay, next. Umakar Dinas Abaheim Biyantif. You're allowed to the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted you to comb an animal on Yantif. Tan Rabbanan. Ezu Karud. What's that? Ezu Karzif. What's that? So karod is kitanim. Karod is small teeth for osin chabura, and it makes a chabura. The animal's going to bleed. That's a problem. Karzuf is gedolim. Those are big things. The ain osin chabura, it doesn't make a chabura. The gimel machlokas bedavar. There are three machlokas going on over here. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds davish einu mischavin aser. A davish einu mischavin is aser. What does that mean? That means I'm going to do an act which is permitted. It might or might not result in something that's aser. So I'm going to comb this animal. It's not a favor to comb an animal on Shabbos. It might or might not result in a wound. It might or might not.
This is different than sikration.
Sikration means it certainly will happen.
It's certainly going to happen.
So this is the step before that. Right? This is the step before that. I'm going to comb my hair. Maybe yes, maybe no, my hairs are going to come out. So that's a question. So I'm going to comb this animal. Maybe, maybe not, there'll be a wound. That's a machlokas. Can you engage in that act? Rabbi says, no, you can't. If it might happen, it's also awesome. We hold it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon holds his mutter, that's how we hold. So he holds a davar she'eino mischavein is aser. Therefore, I can't use the small comb, the sharp one, because it might or might not cause a wound. It's aser. What about the big comb? That might or might not. It's probably not going to happen. The ein osin chabura. I'm sorry. Kartzov. What's kartzov? Kartzov are gedola. The ein osin chabura. That's never going to make a wound. The lo gazrin and kartzov are tukara. We don't make a gzera. Don't use the big comb because you might come to use the small comb. We don't make such a gzera. That's a Yehuda. That's why he said you can't use the small comb. But the big one you can use. Big one's never going to cause a wound. For a bond on Savri, they're a bond on hold. Nami Kerb Yehuda. Dabash Anam is Chavin Aser. They hold it's Aser. And the Gazrin cards of Artukarit. They do make that Kazera. Don't do A because maybe you'll come to do B. A is perfectly fine. The big comb is never going to cause a wound, but don't use it. Don't make you sit this comb yet, this comb not. You're going to forget. You're not going to know what you're doing. Don't do it. The Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Savra La Kerb Shimon. He holds like Rav Shimon, which is why we hold Dabash Anam Damar, Dabash Anam is Chavin is Mutter. So Rashi says, very interesting. Hobel the einam is chavin lechabur. You don't want to make a wound. Af agav the zimnan the misrami shari. So sometimes it's going to make a wound. That's okay. The halacha usually is by davish einam is chavin. If you're engaging in the act and it is causing the malacha, you have to stop. If you know. So I don't know how that fits in with this Rashi. If you are combing and you see that it's causing the wound, Rashi says, shari. We assume you have to stop. That's how we assume today. If you're doing something that's may or may not happen, and it's happening, you have to stop. Because then it became a psik resha. Then it's going to happen. Right? That's how we assume. Fine. Ubein kardur, ubein kirtzov, shari. They're both mutter. Well, the big comb is certainly mutter. And even the little comb, it's only a davish and a mischavin, and Rav Shimon held his mutter. And that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuv, Amar Lo, Amar Rav Nachman, L'chudei. He said it by himself. Halacha Rav Shimon, Shaharei Elazar ben Azariah, Modelo. The halacha is like Rav Shimon, which is how we paskin, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agreed with him. So Amar Le Rav, Rav Nachman, V'lehem Amar Halacha Kerb Yehuda, Shaharei Chachamim Modelo. So why don't you say halacha is like Rav Yehuda, but the Chacham agree with him? Why are you picking the Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the Yachid, over the Rabbin? Amalei, no. What he said was, Anak Rav Shimon Tzvirlei. I hold like Rav Shimon. That's how I'm passing like Rav Shimon. Va'od, and furthermore, Shaharei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Modelo. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also agrees. By the way, he happens to agree too. But it has nothing to do with him. I didn't base my shita on what he said. I based it on what I think. And by the way, I have support because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agreed with me. What? You don't move it. There's only one time you're allowed to move an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's only one time. That's if you're going to shecht it. Then you're allowed to touch it.
How's it different than petting an animal?
Maybe you're not touching it. Maybe you're not touching the animal.
Well, the comb is an extension
of you. Why? Why would you say that?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, next. Shel Palpulin. Once we mentioned that you're allowed to grind peppers on Shabbos, Yom Tov. Now, the Mishnah is going to have a few lines on the makeup of a grinder. So the Rechayim Shel Papalin, the grinder of a peppercorn, was made of three different parts. It was the bottom piece, which was flat, which had a rim around it. That was the base of this thing. Then there was a thin sieve, where when you grinded, only the good stuff would fall through, and the psolus would get stuck there. And the top was the grinder itself. Those are three different parts of this grinder. So harichayim shel palpel, and the grinder is tamei mishum shlosha kelim. It's tamei. It can become tamei for three different reasons. Three different all parts are going to become tamei. Mishum kli kibul, the bottom base, that catches everything. Mishum kli mateches, the metal portion, and umishum kli kivra, and the sieve, which is the middle one. The kli mateches is the top one, and the Gemara is going to explain each one. Tana. Tachtona mishum kli kibble. The bottom one is a base kibble. The halacha is that wood is not makabel tuma unless it has a base kibble. So a flat board of wood, a piece of wood that doesn't have a receptacle cannot become tamed. So here the Gemara says the bottom part is a base kibble because whatever you're grinding is going in there. That can become tamed even if it's made out of wood. Emtsa'az, the middle one, is Mishum Kivra. It can become Tamei because it's a sieve. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, even though the middle piece is just a flat board, it's a flat piece of wood, and it has holes in it. where the good parts of the pepper fall through and the psoas doesn't get through. That is not a base kibble. It's just a flat piece of wood with holes in it. However, the Rashi explains what the Mishnah is telling you is it's still usher because it's a gzeira. Rashi says it's a gzeira atu mishum oreg. Clothes that are woven to become tame. And hey, this is like pretty much looks like a woven piece of material. There's a lot of holes in it. And that's not tame. Maybe clothes also, if it's woven, it's not tame. To dispel that mistake that could happen, they decreed tumah even on this sieve, which is only flat. Next, El Yona Mishum Kli Mateches. The top portion, the top part, the part you're actually going to use to grind, that is a metal Kli. And Rashi explains, even though the vast majority of it is not metal, the vast majority of it is made out of wood, it's a wooden Kli, and it has no base kibble, because all you're doing is grinding with it. However, the actual grinding portion was made out of metal, and that was attached to the wood. And you could say to yourself, well, 90% of this is wood, only 10% is metal. However, without that 10%, this is a piece of junk. That 10% is what I'm doing for the grinding with. So the whole Kli is turned to metal Kli because of the function that it performs. And therefore, the whole thing can be Mekabel Tumah. Fine. Next. Agala shel katan, if you have a wagon, a wagon that belongs to a child, a toy wagon, Tumeya Midras, it can become Tumas Midras. Tumas Midras is any Tumah, any time a person is an Avat Tumah, and the reason he's an Avat Tumah is because he had some kind of emission, whether it was a Zav, or a Zava, or a Nida, as opposed to, let's say somebody's Tumah because they touched a dead body. That's not a Tumas Midras. Tumas Midras is someone who's Tumah because they had an emission. Anything that they sit or lean on, or sit or lean on, that's something that normally you sit or lean on, will become an Avat Tumah also. Normally, Tumah goes down a notch. Right? If I'm Tameh and I touch something, it goes down a notch. However, if I'm Tameh because I had an emission, I have Mitzav, and I touch something that I normally sit or lean on, or I sit or lean on it, I sit on a chair, that chair becomes just as Tameh as me, which is an Avat Tumah. It doesn't go down in Tumah. So the Mishnah is telling you the same thing by your children's wagon. The child normally sits on the wagon. That's what a child does with the wagon. He sits on it. So if a child is a Zav, I don't know if that's even possible, but if a child is a Zav, a katan is a Zav, a little boy, a little girl that's sitting on the wagon, they will make the wagon Tomei as an Avat Tumah, Tumas Midras. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. So Agala shall katan Tumei at Tumas Midras, and Vinitalis Peshavas. And the Gemara is going to explain, it's not Muksa. Toys are not Muksa. All toys are not Muksa, because they have a use, they're toys.
So what's the Chiddush, whether it's a child or an adult?
I don't think there is a Chiddush. I don't think there is a chiddush. Even if it's a child. Maybe I would think the children don't count. Even if it's a child. Right? The only toys that are muksa is when they make noise. There's a big discussion. If you could touch them without making noise, right? You have to push buttons, are they still muksa? Or only if you push the button, which you're not allowed to do, because they don't make noise.
Even if it's used as a toy, not primarily for transportation.
Right. It's a toy. It's a toy. But if the kid's using it to sit on, it'll become the same thing. This is actually very relevant. V'eina nigreres ela agabe kelim. You can't take this wagon and roll it on the dirt. Because it could be. You're going to make a furrow. It's a problem of charisha, of plowing. But on clothes, you could go on clothes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ha-kelim ein nigrarin. You can't drag anything, chutz min ha-gala, except for a wagon. Why is a wagon different? Mipnei shi koveshes. Because all the wagon does is compress the dirt. It just pushes it down in the same spot where you are. It doesn't do any plowing. That's okay. We're going to get to baby strolls in 5 minutes.
That means because the wheels, no?
The wheels do is press down. There's not harisha. There's no plowing going on. It's just pressing down in the same spot. There's no malacha. That's okay. So, agala shel katan tamei medras. Why? Tasamech aleha. Because he leads on it, he sits on it. For any talis mishavas, and it can be moved on Shabbos, mishum di'ika, taras kli Allah. Because it has a taras of a kli, it's considered a kli. Ve'ena nigreres ela agabe kelim. It can only be used to wheel on kelim. Agabe kelim in, on kelim yes. Agabe karka lo, but not on karka. My time, or why not? Deka oven charit, because you're going to make a charit. You're going to make, if you use a wagon, and the wheel's turning on the dirt, especially if it's softer dirt, it's going to make a furrow. Mani, who's that? Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who said, Davash Einam is Chavin Asr. He said, Davash Einam is Chavin Asr. Maybe it won't. Who said, sure going to happen? Maybe yeah, maybe no. But he doesn't care. It's Asr anyway.
I could not happen on third.
What? Who said it's going to make a faro? Who said?
Like Rabbi Yehuda, next line,
the Gemara's going to ask that question. So why? Rabbi Yehuda, the Machlokas, can you move a small bench across the backyard? Small chair. Folding chair. Is it going to for sure make a charetz? Maybe not.
What's the point of charetz?
So how deep does it have to be? So I think it's a kol shehu. We say charetz is a kol shehu. Like we just said, the Mishnah is going to say, we're going to pass them like this by strollers, that when you go on the dirt, you're not doing anything. All you're doing is pushing the dirt down. You're not being charetz anything. That's going to be mutter. That's a question. So, the Ir of Shimon, the Aro Davash Eidem is Chavid mutter. Rav Shimon says, Davash Eidem is Chavid mutter. If it might or might happen, maybe yeah, maybe no, that's mutter. If you see it's happening, you have to stop. That's what we said. If you see it's making a charit, you have to stop. But beforehand, in Lamdis, if it's a davish and it's charit, it's mutter.
I mean, the only way, unless the dirt is completely mud and totally solid, then it's not going to happen.
Right, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. Except we're going to have a case where it might be usher. But we're going to say it's mutter anyway. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Go to meet the keys of a soft cell. You're allowed to move a bench, a chair, some kind of bed. As long as it's not kavana. If you don't have kavana, and it might not happen, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, "Eima seifa." Wait a minute. This is what Seth just said. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Ena kol negorim b'shabbos chutz b'nagala." The only thing you can use as a wagon, b'pneishu koveshes, because it's pressing it down. B'pneishu koveshes in. Yeah, only because it's pressing down, it's mutter. Avol charitz lo avdi. Beyond making charitz, so Rabbi Yehuda is inconsistent. So the Gemara says, "Trei tanoi aliba Rabbi Yehuda." There's two tanoim in what Rabbi Yehuda said. So. What Rabbi Yehuda phrases it as follows. He says, you're allowed to walk with a stroller on dirt because, at worst, all you're doing is pressing down. And if you're pressing down, we said it's not a problem. It's just koveshes. It's not a problem. The problem does come up when you're making a turn. Because when you're making a turn, then you're moving the dirt. And he says over here, however, one should take care to lift the wheels of the carriage when turning on the soil, so as to avoid scraping up dirt with the sideways movement. Right? That's what he says over here on the English side. Amazing, no? Now, when you get to the back in the Hebrew, he says, Kainira Pashit. It's Pashit. The in Enom is Galgal Alofana, Varak Shu Dachval, it's Dodan, Oz Vadai Lochasha Kushan Karka, Varak, fine. Then he says, it's Pashit, this is true. Then he says that the Shemar Shavas Kilchasa in the first printing, after this, but in the second printing, Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's a footnote in the bottom over there, Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's mutter. Why? And Rav Avadi Yosef also holds it's mutter, even if it's turning. Why? You don't have to lift the carriage up. You can just turn, have a good time. Why? He says a bunch of reasons. First of all, it's only derabanan. It's not a normal way of plowing. That's first of all. Second of all, it's bakalkel, because it's not normal. Third of all, it's a psikuation d'lo nichle, because you're not interested in it. You put all this together, all these snifim, to be makel, he was makel. It's not a problem. In the beginning, it says it's in the front, in the English, it says it's usher, and then you go to the back, and you have all the lamdas back there. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's mutter. I saw Rav Avadi Yosef also held it's mutter. And I guess you have big. I don't see anyone who authored it. Who authored it? In the first version of the Shemir Shabbos, he did author it, making the turn on dirt. But afterwards, Rav Shlomo Zalman came along, and they were makel. So I guess that's the question. No, okay. Okay, so that's it. We finished. And tomorrow we'll start Chav Dalet. Tomorrow's our last day, and then the Rav is back. Hajin Alach Yomtov, Hajin Alach Yomtov, Hajin Alach Yomtov.
First, usually the other way.
I know, it's usually the
person that's more vague.
Right. I love you.